All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really happy to be with you again, speaking to you from New York City on this, the 24th day of July, 2018. We do want to thank you for listening to this show, and I also want to invite you to keep your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises coming along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. Also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show, RN Resources, Balmoral Resources, Bonterra Resources, Genesis Metals Corp., Klondike Gold Corp., Northern Empire, and Novo Resources. Next week, I'm happy to announce that Great Bear Resources will join this show as a sponsor. I'm very excited about this stock, which is a recommendation in my newsletter, and I'm really happy about its consistent exploration success that it's having in its project in Red Lake, Ontario. In addition to its consistent successful drilling campaign, the fact that the company has less than 25 million shares outstanding and a minuscule market cap tells me that in percentage terms, I think it has some pretty big upside potential. We underscore, of course, the word potential. That's the nature of exploration companies. As with all the companies that are sponsors, Great Bear, as I say, is a recommendation in my newsletter, and I own it personally. So if you would like to know more about that company, as well as others, like all the other sponsors, as well as a lot of others that I cover in my newsletter, you're invited to subscribe to my newsletter. You can go to miningstocks.com, or you can call our office during normal work hours, 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426 in New York City. I've titled today's show, Mark Faber is Back. Will Mark Faber and Peter Talman return as guests today? Michael Oliver will not be with us today. I'll talk a bit more about Michael in just a minute, but for now, let me say that it's unfortunate that hate speech, so termed, arbitrarily defined and dictated by the left-wing socialist, is suppressing free speech and the search for objective truth. At least that's my view of things. The phrase, "Thank God white people populated America," uttered by Mark Faber, might have been said in a less offensive manner, but to remove the truth-seeking thoughts of a freedom-loving, non-racist intellectual of Mark Faber's stature is unconscionable, in my view, and ultimately destructive, most of all, to the minorities. Because I believe very firmly that Mark is devoted to seeking the truth, I am delighted to have him on the show this week. He will be with me during the second half of today's show for about 30 minutes, actually. I'm looking forward to him for an honest commentary and insights into the chronic trade deficits that the U.S. has faced since Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971. I expect Mark will have some great insights into that problem and other topics related to the decline of the people Hillary Clinton labeled as deplorables who ended up voting for Donald Trump. And I hope that Mark will provide some insights into what average people should be doing to protect themselves from the horrific problems that I believe lie ahead of us, thanks to our departure from the moral standards of our founding fathers, starting with the immoral monetary system that we have been forced to use since 1971. In just a couple of minutes, after we go to our first commercial break, Peter Talman, the president and CEO of Klondike Gold Corp., will be with me to update us on that on the significant progress that that company has been making in exploring what I believe may well be the early stages of a very major gold discovery, that being the mother lode for the millions of ounces of placer gold mined in the creeks and valleys during the great Klondike gold rush of the late 1800s. Peter will be with me, as I say, right after our first commercial break. As I said, Michael Oliver is not able to be with me today, but he is making a special offer to listeners of this show. Go to olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com, click on Contact Sample Reports, fill in your name and mailing address, and write in the space provided that you heard the show, that on my show, that you would like to request the MSA 360 Weekend Report. Solomon, you listen to Jay Taylor's Turning Hard Times into Good Times, and you would like to request the MSA 360 Weekend Report, which Michael will send to you free of charge. That would be from last weekend, July 22nd. In that report, Michael covered gold, the S&P 500, the German DAX, soybeans, corn, wheat, cotton, and crude oil. Of course, Michael has been very bullish on all those soft commodities. He has turned negative on crude oil, and he remains negative on the equity markets. However, he also remains definitively bullish on gold. If you get his report from last weekend, you may have a better understanding why he remains bullish on gold. Since this show has so much to do about gold, let me just tell you a tiny bit about what Michael had to say in his weekend report. He noted that it won't take much for gold to turn up on its weekly and monthly momentum oscillators. If gold can close above 1243 this week, Michael sees the corner being turned. Now, with gold trading shortly before this show began at 1225, I'm thinking we may not get there this week. But in his report, Michael shows us that if gold can close a day in August, anytime in August, a day close above 1232 or higher, that would also be a turning point. And that's just a mere $7 or so away from where we are now. Again, in order to get a free report from Michael, that's the 22nd of July, his MSA 360 weekend report. Go to olivermsa.com and click on the Contact Sample Reports to request that report. We do have to go to commercial break now, but if you want to learn more about an emerging gold discovery that has the potential, in my view, to be very big, that's for Klondike Gold and a company with a market cap of a mere $23 million in U.S. money, stick around to hear what Peter Talman has to say. He's the president and CEO of Klondike Gold. Don't go away. I'll be right back with Peter Talman.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.